really, he's a teacher in the sense that he's gone through a path maybe before others. But he's no greater than anyone else. He's no greater than you. You have the same capacity. And as you reach into the fullness of who you are, then you'll be bringing your gift into the world. Eckhart Tolle is bringing his gift. Are you bringing your gift into the world? Or are you being diverted by depression and angst and feelings of doubt and not having confidence in yourself? Well, all of that is programming. It's not the truth of who you are. You have this strength. The peace is within you already. And it's just a matter of tapping into it. And the number to call to tap into WBAI is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I promise you, life is going to be stressful. My life can be very stressful. It's really stressful right now in terms of what I'm trying to work with and create and build. It's a challenge. It's a big challenge. But through most of it, I'm still able to hold on to my inner sense of peace and my stability and my sovereignty in knowing who I am. And so I have these experiences of stress, but it's not pulling me as often out of my consciousness, out of my path. And so the more you reinforce these for yourself, the stronger you can be steady within that sovereign space, that standing up within yourself for yourself and to be creative, bringing your creation into the world, be it a book, be it a song, be it a school, be it an education system, be it a political system, whatever it is that you're creating within the world, you want to be strong in yourself to do that. Without the distraction, without the programming, without the suffering, self-imposed suffering because of the machinations of the manipulated, programmed mind. I say it that way because I'm not talking about your essence. Your essence uses the mind to think and bring forth the creation. So the mind is a very powerful tool. It does bring forth reality. But the question is what is the root of that reality we're creating? Are we creating doubt and more pain and suffering? Or are we creating stability and confidence and the ability to bring truth and prosperity? It's the state of your mind that's going to determine how far you get on any path. So it's a very powerful program that we're offering you today, the Eckhart Tolle 3-DVD pack, The Doorway into the Now, The Simple Truth, and What is Meditation? You can listen to either one, or you can pledge for either one at the $85 level. You can pledge for all three at the $200 level. And we have a special pack, which I've called the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery Pack. It's a CD and DVD pack. When you call 212-209-2950, it is a pledge of only $300. I say only because there's so much here that would be free if you just added up all the individual pledges. And it starts with Choosing Your Own Greatness, an audiobook, a CD audiobook by Wayne Dyer. The three DVDs we just spoke of by Eckhart Tolle, What is Meditation, The Simple Truth, and Doorway into the Now. Plus, we have two DVDs by Deepak Chopra, including How to Know God and the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And then I'm putting in there, I'm also throwing in as a little dessert at the end of your meal, Meditation for the New Millennium by myself, Catherine Davis. It's a 2-CD set of, in my own voice, meditation to help you relax and to connect to the forces of earth and cosmos, how to activate your own power center. They're both very powerful meditations on those CDs. There's a multiple meditations on the first CD. The second CD is a transformative process that will bring you in a state of power. And that's part of the pack. So that's only a $300 pledge for the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD pack. So you have that opportunity. And if you want to focus on Eckhart Tolle, you can get all three DVDs for your $200 pledge. Or you can pledge individually at the $85 level. But in order to do this, you must call 212-209-2950. Or you could go to the website, give2wbai.org, and you'll find it there on our site. You could just search Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T-T-O-L-L-E, Eckhart Tolle, when you go to give2wbai.org, or when you make the phone call, 212-209-2950. It's an important phone call because it's a phone call that will change your life, enhance your life most definitely, and at the same time, make it possible for WBAI to continue offering programs such as this and all the other programs that you love. You're listening to WBAI in New York. We are listener-supported radio, non-commercial, which means we don't have all of the gobbledygook programming, mind-bending, sales-tricking of programming. We don't have that, but we do have to come to you on a fairly regular basis and say, please do support this radio station, because we don't want those messages on our air. We don't want to be talking about some beautiful drug while people are dancing through the fields and then following by a long list of side effects that might include death. You know, it's just in this delightful little voice, da 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 da, and includes possibility of heart attacks and strokes. And these, you know, we don't want that. We want to be able to give you something that's powerful, that you can be have access to, be in control of your exposure to it, and be strong and powerful within your life. That is our objective. So the more of you who listen to this station, who are powerful and strong and centered within themselves, the more powerful the message becomes all across the board. Because when you're in power and you hear that message, when you're listening to morning show, or you're listening to Democracy Now!, or you're listening to one of the focused political programs, you hear something, you're empowered, you're going to act on it. But if you're feeling self-defeating and depressed and, oh, yeah, 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 I can't do anything, I'm only one little person, what can I do? The world ends, the world goes downhill. We need empowered listeners, and that is the purpose of having a spiritual program on a political radio station, because you need both. The number is 212-209-2950, Self-Empowerment Radio, 212-209-2950. Make that pledge, $85 for your support. We'll send you one of three DVDs, What is Meditation, The Simple Truth, The Doorway into Now. But the best deal in this regard would be the Eckhart Tolle 3 DVD pack for your $200 pledge. And of course, there's the $300 pledge, which will bring you the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD pack, which you really, 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 really do save a lot. So I encourage you to do that. I'm going to try to get this next DVD started so that you will be able to hear a little bit more. So let me go back into a little bit of music, and try to get the tracks going on the DVD.
A long time has passed since I've seen your face, and the words that I stood for, you've gently replaced. Deep in your arms, warmed by your smile, I feel your heartbeat, it's whispering, dry your eyes.
Welcome to this gathering. We are running a little late, which is in the timeless dimension irrelevant. And in time, it matters. If you were getting impatient, restless, if the mind started to say things like, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? That means you are carrying time inside. The more time, psychological time, you carry inside, the more stressful life is. It seems to me that time is what will talk about for a little while now. I had that feeling when I realized we would be starting quite late. So there's something to do with time here. And this was confirmed when half an hour ago I was sitting in the green room and I received a beautiful gift from someone, thank you very much, of a tub of anti-aging cream. And then I knew for sure that we have to talk about time. And of course I will apply the cream and see what happens. And of course, for most people, time is the most powerful factor in their lives. And nobody could deny the reality of time, because even for words to come out of this mouth requires time. And we are going to spend time here. How much, I don't know. We'll see. We'll spend an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, who knows, here. And from a conventional viewpoint, this is a correct statement. We are going to spend this amount of time here. If you look more closely, all we ever spend, if you can even use that word, is the present moment here. So in your immediate experience, there's always only the present moment. So it is not, in absolute terms, it is not true to say that we are going to spend 2 hours here. In conventional terms, yes. In absolute terms, the only reality that these so-called 2 hours have is as a thought in our heads, where we call that an hour, 2 hours. Apart from the thought in our head, future and past have no existence. And this is an amazing realization, not just to be understood intellectually, but to realize in the depth of your being that your life, I've never said that before, by the way, that your life is always now. Your life is always now, never not now. What we call past and future, their only reality is they are thought forms in the human mind. In your experience, they cannot exist, they do not exist. There is no past and future. All you can know about past and future, about the passing of time, is what time does to things. You remember when you look in the mirror? I'm saying this inspired by the anti-aging cream. You look in your mirror in the bathroom, and then you get a photo of yourself 20 years ago, and you compare them, and then you can say, oh, time did that. Time did that to me. So time is a little bit like a criminal leaves evidence everywhere. Wherever you look, you can see, well, yes, time. Evidence that time seems to exist is everywhere, not just the bathroom mirror, everywhere. And yet, you can never catch the criminal. Just very elusive. So in your immediate experience, there is no such thing as past and future. In your immediate experience, there's only now. Only in the mind, the human mind, which is the movement of thought, there time has its existence. And the more you are identified with the movement of thinking, the more important time is for you. And collectively, of course, time has never been more important to humans than in our civilization, this present civilization. Everybody, almost everybody, is stressed. Everybody says, there's not enough time. Everybody lives always towards the next thing, the next moment, the next day, the next hour. Always living towards that. This is so deeply ingrained that people don't even realize it anymore. We are gathered here tonight in order to realize, of course many of you already are realizing that there is another dimension in every human being that we could call the timeless dimension. And for most people on the planet, it doesn't exist. They don't know that that is there. And that it would free them if they could only be conscious of that dimension within, it would free them of an enormous amount of suffering, unhappiness, discontent that is there when your state of consciousness is completely dominated by time. past and future. So, a word for this, the realization of the timeless dimension of consciousness, a word that we could use for this realization is the word awakening. You awaken out of identification with this continuous stream of thoughts that produces what we call time. This is why we are here. We are not denying that we still need to handle time in our everyday life on a practical level, to make an appointment and so on. That's fine. But we do not need to be dominated by time psychologically. We are here in order to deepen or accelerate the awakening that is already happening in almost every one of you that is sitting here, because it is that which has brought you here. If you were not awakening already to the timeless dimension of consciousness in yourself, you would find it very frustrating to be sitting here. And gradually the frustration would build up, the impatience, the restlessness of the mind that would be saying, "What is he talking about? I have no idea, it doesn't make sense. What's he talking about? He's been talking for 15 minutes and I don't know what he's saying. He has not given me information. He hasn't told me something new. Yes, the present moment, he already said that 5 years ago. There's only the now. I came for something new to take home. Some new bit can add to myself. What's the next thing he's going to say? Ah, there it is. So if you can be sitting here and enjoying being here, somehow it's you don't know why you enjoy being here and sitting here, but somehow it feels there's a rightness to it, and there's almost a recognition of all these words that you hear are simply confirming what deep down you already know. And the words, of course, in themselves are not all that important. They are merely little signposts that point beyond themselves. They are not explanations. It's not philosophy. Nothing, even a complete explanation of the universe, wouldn't help you if you cannot awaken out of the time-bound state of consciousness. So all this is, the words are there on the surface. The words are not the essence of this gathering. The essence of this gathering is within you. It is within you, and it emerges as you sit there in a state of simple receptiveness or presence. You simply hear, just as I sit here in the simple state of presence, and out of that the words come. So the words appear in your consciousness, in the space of your consciousness. And if you can sit here and be aware, I'm giving you already all when you learn public speaking, they say don't tell them the important things until the end. But I'm telling you the important things now, in case you have something more important to go to, so you know. Okay.
Reached our destination for this program, I should say. We're here in the space of time, notwithstanding Eckhart Tolle's message. And so now is your moment, I should say. Now is your moment to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. 50. The piece we're hearing is called Season of Souls. We heard Silence by Beauty. What else did we hear? Within or Without You by Lotus. Opening theme is Earth. And we heard Silence, I think it was. Anyway, the number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And we are here asking for your support. We've been listening to and featuring the work of Eckhart Tolle and of... We have three DVDs that you can choose from at the $85 level. And that's The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. And we started to hear a little bit of that in these last few moments. And earlier we heard the introduction was from the DVD, The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering into Peace. And the third DVD is called What is Meditation? Realizing the Life That You Are. You may choose any one of these DVDs for your pledge of $85, or the better choice perhaps would be the Eckhart Tolle 3 DVD pack, and that is a $200 pledge. We're also offering you a master pack, Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD pack, which includes Wayne Dyer audiobook, Choosing Your Own Greatness. It includes the three DVDs by Eckhart Tolle, What is Meditation?, The Simple Truth, Doorway into Now. It includes two DVDs by Deepak Chopra, How to Know God and the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And as I call it, the dessert in the package is the two CD set, Meditation for the New Millennium. It's a program created by myself to help to relax the body, connect into the energies of Earth and Cosmos and Source and Heart. And the second CD is to activate the power center so that we can have that energy and move forward in our lives. But this is a lot we're offering you for that $300 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. The Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD pack for a contribution of $300 when you call 212-209-2950. Remember, you can honor your pledge in installments if you like. You can ask for an invoice and send check or money order. You can use your cards, be they credit or debit cards. Lots of ways to honor your pledge. I also spoke to you of the three DVD pack. It's a $200 pledge to support WBAI. You get all three of these Eckhart Tolle DVDs. And so I want to invite you to support WBAI, but also to support yourself, to support your own cultivation. and movement into that state of inner peace. The DVD, What is Meditation? Realizing the Life That You Are, for your $85 pledge. The essence of meditation is not something we do. Rather, it is something, it is simply to be fully present and aligned with life in the moment, which means that everything is a meditation, really, if you're in alignment. My words. Now back to the to their words. This is the central teaching of Eckhart Tolle's What is Meditation? In this illuminating video session, Eckhart helps us transcend our beliefs and ideas about meditation, including the tendency to turn the practice into a means to an end, in order to realize directly our formless nature as being that is the primary, that is primary to any doing. And on this DVD, What Meditation Can and Cannot Do for You, acknowledging the pulling power of thoughts, engaging with the reality of consciousness itself, honoring life by saying yes to what is, the arising of space consciousness, and how this opens us to joy, creativity, and peace. If that is something that sinks, that you feel a resonance to, then pledge $85 to WBAI, and we'll send you the DVD, What is Meditation? Realizing the Life That You Are. The Simple Truth is the second DVD, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. The world's religions share a universal truth, peace is possible. Eckhart Tolle discovered that this firsthand during a transformational experience at the age of 29, when the continuous mental noise that made his life an unhappy life spontaneously ceased. And on this DVD, it covers discovering a dimension beyond your personal history, living in the moment instead of toward a better one, the primordial truth of being, taking action in the world while rooted in presence, the role of suffering and the meaning of surrender, the inner readiness that precedes acceptance of what is, paying attention to your relationship to the present moment, the purpose of all spiritual teachings to reveal what is already here. And if this resonates with you, please pledge for The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. It's only an $85 pledge. You'll have to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And what will happen here is we're going to be moving to our next program, but you have an opportunity to keep those calls coming in at 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and make that pledge, $85 for the individual DVDs, Eckhart Tolle, What is Meditation, The Simple Truth, The Doorway to the Soul. The 3-DVD pack, Eckhart Tolle 3-DVD pack, is a $200 pledge. The Heart of Mind Self-Mastery pack is a $300 pledge. But in order for any of this to be possible, please call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please stay tuned. Lister is in the house and will be live and rocking with you in just an hour. So stay tuned.
Live from New York, it's The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
And like to say hello to everyone. And we're going to do something special today. And it's a premiere of a long in the works feature documentary film. It'll be this coming Friday at 7 p.m. And it is called Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time. You'll see filming from all over the world, from the Great Barrier Reefs in Australia, how they're being bleached out, to the tundras, to the rainforests of South America becoming deserts, to the desertification of California and Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico and Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, to people dying of diseases that can be easily prevented. Now, the two are connected. You see, historically, we've either dealt with health and or we've dealt with the environment. But you have to understand, you got to deal with both, because the most pernicious thing we're doing is we're raising animals for human consumption that is not needed scientifically at all. And in the process of going on a meat-based diet, including a paleo diet, which is popular now, we're actually destroying the planet, because we release about 18% of our total global warming comes from methane. And methane gases from these animals are 2,200% more powerful against the environment, raising the temperature, than from carbon dioxide. So let's put it another way. If you took all the trains and planes and automobiles and trucks and ships and put them all together, we eating animal creates more global warming.
Wow.
Plus we adulterate our soils. And then we treat the animal in these factory farms with great cruelty. And what's amazing is the propaganda has been so good on behalf of the meat industry that you would think we need meat. I grew up in a family that my mother believed we needed animal proteins 3 times a day. And then she made sure, you know, that I had a hot cereal with honey and fruit each day with fresh milk that was not homogenized because it came from our own cows. But my brothers, my father insisted, you know, hey, we got to have a start the day with protein. And so he'd have 2 eggs with toast, sausages or ham, glass of milk. For lunch, you had to have meat, generally a bologna sandwich where I grew up. or if you didn't have bologna sandwich, you had a grilled cheese sandwich, tomato soup. And then at dinners where you had, you know, your roast beef or a steak, and no one ever thought about the vegetables. And they were generally overcooked. I ever had a vegetable on my plate, I could never tell what it was because it was generally cooked for about 73 hours before it got to me. So, oh, is this a carrot or a spinach? I had no idea, because it all tasted the same because everything was overcooked.
Right.
But no one did that in order to hurt themselves. Everyone did that because they were trying to be conscious. The trouble is they had been propagandized, and it was just palpable. And it was only later when I started examining as a dietitian. In fact, I was actually, believe it or not, I was taken to the administrator's office and asked to be thrown out of school 6 times. Funny, the director of the school said, no student in the history of this school has ever been brought to my office once, and you're here 6 times. And I said, well, ask why. Because in class today, I raised a question. How is it that if meat should be the basis of our diet and dairy, that there are cultures in the world that are living longer than we are with little or no animal proteins and primarily a plant-based diet? And just asking the question, the temerity of that was enough to get me expelled. But at the end, I wasn't expelled. I was allowed to stay in class and got through it. And I remember once the instructor said, look, just don't open your mouth anymore. Don't ask any more questions. Just, you know, just let it be what it is and get out of here. And I did, but I then went on to the Institute of Applied Biology, where I did the research as a scientist to show that all vegetables, legumes, beans, nuts, seeds, tubers have all 8 essential amino acids, the very thing we were told in our textbooks only animal proteins had. Therefore, my logic was right. There's no reason to have any animal proteins in our diet. In fact, all of the science, every study in the world, and there are thousands, show that a plant-based healthy diet prevents disease, reverses or improves diseases. There's not one study in the entire scientific literature that shows you that the standard American diet is a healthy diet. Not one. You can't show me an article that shows eating meat gets you a longer lifespan. You can't show me that eating sugar makes you healthier. You can't show me a study in the scientific literature that eating trans fats or saturated fats makes you healthier, unless it's coconut oil as a saturated fat. But everything that we're doing, you can't show me an article anywhere in the world scientific literature, out of millions of articles, that drinking colas every day makes you healthier, that improves your blood sugar, that improves the enamel on your teeth, that improves your digestive acids. You can't show me an article that the sodium we consume is good for our heart, our kidneys, the retinas of our eyes, all of which are impacted by high blood pressure and cause blindness and neuropathies and destroy our kidneys. You can't show me that a fiberless, low-fiber diet, the meat-based diet, is good for your peristalsis or the transit of food through your intestine. You can't show it because it doesn't exist. So if we say we're a science-based society and that we want to do good science, and you have all these talking heads on science, on television saying, now we're scientists and we claim from this institute, the Brookings Institute, or whatever it is, that you should have, you know, the American diet's a good diet. Just moderation in all things. Now say, sir, would a modern amount of mercury, a modern amount of lead, a modern amount of plutonium, a modern amount of any toxic metal, would this still be good? Or is it still toxic even in small amounts, parts per billion? Well, then if they have any background in toxicology, they have to say, yeah, well, it's toxic. You shouldn't have any amount. But isn't that what I'm getting in the American diet? Isn't that what I'm getting? There was an article in the British Medical Journal from the early 1900s that showed that 6 pounds a year was a very large amount of sugar, and you could expect all these diseases. Now it's over 160 pounds, wow. And we're expecting no diseases, yet we are the fattest nation in the world. We have more diabetes than any other nation in the world per population. We have more children who are diabetic. So we're dealing with life and death issues, Reggie. We're dealing with really serious stuff. It's interesting. Yesterday I was getting my juice, and it was one of those harmonic moments. I was in the health food store getting a juice, and a woman comes up to me, and she said, maybe you could help me with something. And she had a health question, and I addressed it. Beside her was another person, a daughter and mother. Oh, we've been listening to you for, you know, since you went on BAI back in the mid-1970s. They had health questions. Then a guy had health questions. Next thing you know, everyone's having health questions, but they all had something in common. They've all been long-term listeners to the radio program on WBAI. They all do some things that are healthy, but then they have this thing that they are still eating meat, they're still drinking dairy, they're still eating sugar, they're not exercising, but because they have a juice occasionally and have some organic produce, they think that compensates. It doesn't. It doesn't. We're a very sick nation. We're spending more on our health than we do on defense by twice as much. Many of us are offended by how much we're spending on defense. And we're spending $3.5 trillion this year on sickness. Most of that is preventable. It's not the genes. We've dispelled the myth of genes. So when you look at our health, you say, okay, and one of these was a professor of Columbia University, and another was a lawyer. So these were not people who were not capable of doing some research, but we get into our habits. We get into our comforts, our foods, beverages, and then we forget there's a consequence. Well, there's a consequence to everything we do in life. It all adds up until we tip, and one day when it tips, then suddenly we say, "Oh, what do you mean I got a breast cancer? What do you mean I got prostate cancer? What do you mean I got high blood pressure? What do you mean I got arrhythmias? What do you mean I've got cataracts? What do you mean I've got dementia?" Yeah, there's a reward we get at the end of our choices. I thought about this, Reggie, and I was thinking about this yesterday, walking back to my apartment. We only know the truth of our choices when we reach our destinations. Only then do we know. Because when I look at all my friends that I went to high school with, and I look at them today and they look old and they're sick, now they know And I know the choices I made about eating healthy, organic food and exercising, de-stressing, that's my truth, and I've reached my destination, or at least some of my destinations, and I know my truths. Do they realize, that, including my older brother who smoked and died of cancer, do they realize that's their truth? And I can't tell you how many hundreds of times Howard would say, oh, you know, I know 100 people that live, you know, 95 years old and they smoke every day. And the fact that I don't have cancer. You don't have it today, but it's been processing, Howard. By the time it shows itself, it's too late.
Mm.
So we don't think things are happening because it hadn't happened that day, but our destination will mean it's arrived. That means that is when we ask ourselves, gee whiz, now do I look behind me? I call it living your life in reverse. Am I willing to look behind me and see the truth of all those choices I made, all those stupid things I did that I shouldn't have, knew better, were smarter than, but I did them anyhow, and now this is what it's led me to be? So I was thinking about that because none of the questions anyone asked yesterday, having that juice, were things that normally would happen, meaning you have to go out of your way to do things that are harmful to end up having that happen. But then it will happen. You just don't know when. You don't know when you're going to have that situation happen. So when I look at life today and I look at the problems people have today, most of what we are suffering from we could prevent. You know, if we elected the right independent thinking people, we could elect politicians that serve the public interest and not corporate interest. We could do things if we were more proactive. But we can certainly do something about our health, and that's why this movie, Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, is so important. It's a phenomenally powerful film. In fact, we did a trailer, and I believe it's going to go up today on WBAI's website. In fact, I'm going to ask Richard Gale, who's right here in the room with me right now, he's our executive producer, to make sure that Valerie gets the testimonials and the trailer to Saving the Planet up on BAI's website today. And then watch the people's response when they came out, because I did a sneak preview before its premiere in New York. And I filmed people coming out. And they were overwhelmed by what they saw. And about 100 of them I got on film in little short one-word clips. Terrifying. I didn't know this. Who knew any of this stuff was going on? And no one had made the connection between the environment and our eating and our health. It's all in this film. So Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time is the film that starts at 7 o'clock. But then when you come out the door, our publisher's going to be there, and he's going to give you a copy of my newest book, which is I'm premiering it that night. In fact, it's being premiered. Yeah, it's 3 months before it's going to appear on a PBS station.
Oh, cool.
So you're getting, before PBS, you're getting exclusively, it's almost 700 pages, it's a big book, it's called The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet. It took me about 5 years to research and write this book. Now, in this book, I combine two things together that we really need. I combine understanding the environment and understanding our diet. Let me go through the chapters. Chapter 1, getting started on a vegetarian diet. Where do you begin? Getting rid of what's harmful. What's so bad about inflammation? Dangers lurking in processed foods. America needs to supersize. What can't we eat? Why? The importance of an alkaline diet. Alkaline-forming foods. Dietary vegetarian recommendations. Brief history of vegetarianism. Vegetarianism today. Chapter 2, what do we eat? We're giving up the bad food. What's the good food? And then I go into great depth on all the myth of the basic four food group and the high cost of meat and dairy and king cattle and deceptive dairy and your consumer rights. Who's upholding your rights? And then I go into great depth about the social norms, the influence of mass media and time and health, what the science shows, and the value of a slow food movement, and food and time in America, and food availability, and food and culture, and food in the ghettos, and food in the middle class, food in the suburbs. They're all different. Mm. And cultural influences. And then another chapter, the dangers lurking in animal-based foods, the additives, the meat additives, the antibiotics, the hormones, the DDT, and the other additives, tranquilizers, pesticides, toxins, dairy additives, fish additives. What makes your salmon pink? It's not their natural way. It's their natural color is white. They use artificial coloring.
Wow, I did not know that.
I get into what makes red meat. Do you know red meat is never red? That's a myth. It's purple, black. But people got the idea that their meat should be red, so they had to give it chemicals and gas it in order to keep it red. And then I go into the paleo diet and the high-protein diets and the low-carb diets and fiber and diabetes and muscle mass and being healthy as a vegan. I go into examples of the healthiest, longest-lived creatures on the earth. By the way, did you see the other day in the paper the longest-lived tortoise in the world, 185 years old? You realize that goes back to Darwin's time.
Wow, that does.
It's a tortoise, and it's a vegan. And the elephant, vegan.
Right.
And the great apes, they can live long lives, in fact, into their 80s, and some in their 90s. And then I connect the diet, meat eating with cancer, women's health concerns, and the diet, and aging gracefully, and your diet. And then I have what the medical profession's doing now that it didn't do in the past. And then I go through each type of vegetable, tuber, root vegetables, bulb vegetables, stalk vegetables, leafy vegetables, fluorescent vegetables, fruit-like vegetables, sea vegetables, then all your fruits and berries and pit fruits and core fruits and citrus fruits and melons, and grains and beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, miso, and natural sweeteners, natural salts, natural fats, fermented foods, culinary foods, and then the superstars, the vegan diet, the cruciferous vegetables, the darkling vegetables, the sea vegetables, the rhizomes such as ginger, turmeric, ginseng, and the green teas, and then superfoods, chlorella, garlic, spirulina, acai, goji, pomegranate, and then juicing, and then the omega fatty acids and how you get them, B12 and how you get them, and then a whole dietary program and recipes, and then protein, a big chapter here on protein. What is protein? The history of protein, the best sources of protein, and then lifestyle, the vegetarian, and religious beliefs, Western traditions, Christianity, Seventh-day Adventist, Judaism, Hebraic traditions, Eastern traditions, Buddhism, macrobiotics, Hinduism, Islam, Sufism, secular beliefs, and all the other things you have to know. I mean, it's, by the way, all that is in the first 300 pages, and this is 700 pages.
Wow.
So everything you need to know. Then I tie in the environment, lifespan, how long you can live by being a vegan. Do you know you can add about 12 years onto your lifespan if you're a healthy vegan versus
really?
A meat eater?
Really?
12 years. Yeah. So stop someone. Stop someone who's a real, smart aleck, which are a lot of people. And say, so you don't want to give up anything? No, I'm not going to give up anything. I don't want to. I don't have to. Get out of my face. Fine. What would you miss in 12 years of your life? What do you mean? Well, you're going to live 12 years less. So what don't you care about that you're willing to sacrifice in that 12-year period? Well, that's suddenly a different story, isn't it? That's one of those wake-up calls when you realize that being obstinate, contentious, is not always in your best interest. I go into the environment, the dead zone, soil erosions, the depletion of our water. I go into the clean air, how to get our air clean, our dwindling energy supply. I go into agriculture's role in global warming. I go into GMO crops. And so you name it, permaculture, hydroponics, the future of farming, what you can do to grow your own food, it's all here. It's nearly a 700-page book. There's over, oh my goodness, there's so many references, all scientific reference in the back. Just in one chapter I have, 400? So this has a whole bunch of good material. And I even give you companies where you can buy healthy food from. And if you want to buy seeds, I show you which seeds. companies the best to buy from. So it's all here, Reggie.
Nice, nice.
It's all here. The book is The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet. And that you're going to get when you come. And get this, you're getting a copy of the film itself to take home, to share with friends. You're watching the film. You're getting a copy of the book and all that together, an $85 value for $49.95.
Wow, not even $50. Amazing.
Not even $50, and that goes to the station.
Wow.
I'm donating my time. I'm donating the film to show. I'm there to support the station in its hour of need because, as you know, the station needs to pay some bills. Even,
right.
unfortunately, we have, from what I understand, about somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 premiums package ready to mail out. They've been there for several months, but there's around a $5,500 fee needed to pay for the postage, and we don't have it. I mean, literally, we have nothing. So whatever we make from this premiere, which is I'm doing to help the station, will pay for salaries,
right,
pay towards rent. Now, we could bring in, I'm guesstimating, hopefully around between $30,000 and $40,000 to the station. That could help pay its back rent, its back transmitter fees,
right,
pay the salaries, and pay for premiums. And so, and I'm going to be there, and it's a beautiful venue, by the way. Normally, we would do it at a wonderful venues like the Ethical Culture Center, which is a great place, and we've done,
I guess,
six premieres there. But I wanted something that was more intimate, that where you're closer to the screen, and this is it. It's a church on the corner of 86th Street in Amsterdam. It starts at 7 o'clock. And so what a wonderful way to support the station. Look at all the good things you're getting in return. You're getting the Healthy Vegetarian book, which is not out yet. You know, it's coming, but it's my newest book. It's taken me years to work on because I had to weave the story of our environment and saving the planet and doing what we could as individuals to protect us from global warming excesses with also our personal health, all these diseases we have, and how we can prevent these diseases and reverse these diseases. And so that's it. You want to give the number out, please, Reggie?
I will certainly will do so. Okay. All right, people. So once again, you will get for a pledge of $49.95, not $50 now, $49.95, you'll be able to get the Gary Noll movie, the Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, and the screening, which will happen this Friday, October 9th at 7 p.m., credit and debit cards only, for a pledge of $49.95. If you call 212-209-2950, once again, 212-209-2950, join Gary Noll on Friday, October 9th, 7 p.m. at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And for a pledge of $49, once again, you'll get the movie, Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, and also that will include the screening, and Gary Noll is going to be there as well. 212-209-2950. Or if you're online, if you're listening via WBAI.org, you can go to give2WBAI.org on the web. Give2WBAI.org on the web. Or 212-209-2950. Gary?
Okay, why don't we play a clip from the movie?
An
audio clip.
Okay, why don't we play a clip right about now? Here we go.
Meat kills animals, kills us, and is killing our economies. They could shut down every school, Army, Navy, Air Force, Homeland Security, Marines, CIA, and FBI, and they still will not have the money to pay their doctor bills. Meat causes a wide range of cancers and heart disease. Would they name one disease caused by a vegetarian diet? And our Cornell and Harvard say that the optimal amount of meat in a healthy human diet is precisely zero. And as I travel around the world, I see poor countries who sell their grain to the West while their own children starve in their arms. And the West feeds it to livestock so we can eat a steak. Am I the only one who sees this as a crime?
Factory farms now spew chemicals into the ocean, creating hypoxic dead zones totaling almost 1 million square kilometers, killing coral, plants, and ocean animals. 90% of small fish are ground up into pellets to feed to livestock. Vegetarian cows today are the world's largest ocean predators. The oceans are dying in our time. By 2048, all our fisheries will be dead, the lungs and the arteries of the earth. The Pacific gyre now is so full of plastic, junk, and human feces, it has created a floating footprint bigger than India. Oceans sequester more CO2 than all the forests of the world put together. It is a crime of unimaginable proportion. Water is the new oil. Nations will soon be going to war for it. Underground aquifers that took millions of years to fill are now running dry. It takes 50,000 liters of precious drinking water to make 1 kilo of beef. 7 billion people live today, and yet we torture and kill 2 billion sentient living beings every week. 10,000 entire species are wiped out every year because of the actions of one. We are killing species before we have even met them. And we now face the 6th mass extinction in cosmological history. If any other organism did this, a biologist would call it a virus. Victor Hugo said, "There is nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come." Well, animal rights today is now the greatest social justice issue since the abolition of slavery. Today, 1 billion people are hungry. 20 million people will die from malnutrition. Cutting meat by only 10% will feed 100 million people, and eliminating meat will end starvation forever. Animals must be off the menu because tonight they are screaming in terror in the slaughterhouses, in crates, and in cages. Vile, ignoble gulags of despair. Their eyes stabbed out and their tendons slashed. And the dying mother whale, as a harpoon explodes in her brain, as she calls out to her calf. We suffer as equals, and in their capacity to suffer, a dog is a pig, is a bear, is a boy. Everyone ate a Western diet. We would need 2 planet Earths to feed us. We've only got one, and she is dying. If any nation had developed weapons that could wreak such havoc on the planet, we would launch a preemptive military strike and bomb it back into the Bronze Age. But we can't, because it is not a rogue state. It is an industry. The good news is we don't have to bomb it. We can just stop buying it.
Wow. Pretty intense.
Yeah, it's an intense film, but it's an honest film that shows the truth. At one of the screenings I did in Long Island at the Huntington Arts Cinema, I was waiting outside for the film to be over, and I saw this this young guy come outside, and I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Well, I'm just going to wait and go back in a little bit." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I don't like the images." And I said, "Do you eat hamburgers, fried chicken?" He said, "Yes." I said, "That's where they come from. So don't you think you have some responsibility towards the animals that you're eating?" He said, "No." He said, I don't want to think about that. So you just want to eat the, you know, the fried chicken. You don't want to know that it was a chicken, that it came from a chicken." He says, "You know, I've never been exposed to any of this stuff, and I just can't handle it." Well, I suggest the person go back in, and his mother agreed. She came out and says, "You know, you need to see this. If you want to keep demanding that, you know, you want your junk food, fine. At least have the courage to know it came from a sentient being." So the mother insists the kid go back in. The kid was probably about 13 or 14. Mm. And then we also, there's a scene that you don't see in the movie, but we wanted to see what the results would be. And there's a rock concert, and there's a lot of young people, and they're late teens and 20s. And we set up to show the different meals, fast food meals that people have, and then showed how that food came to be on a bun or a muffin, and they couldn't watch it. It was only 60 seconds.
Wow.
They turned their head away. They couldn't watch it. So we have raised a lot of kids in America to be detached from the outcome of the food that they eat. They don't know where it comes from.
Right.
They don't know how it's grown. And I believe that we have a lot of responsibility as adults and knowledgeable people to say, let's be conscious where this food comes from. And let's be aware that we have some moral responsibility. So this film brings you right up close to the whole food industry. It's a powerful film. It empowers you. Mm. There's a whole lot of positive you can do that it shows you. And in fact, there are a lot of doctors now who are using veganism on their patients and getting remarkable results. I'm talking about some real heavyweights out there. John McDougall and Neil Barnard getting great results. So that is what's going on.
Amazing.
Reggie, give out the number, please.
I will certainly will do so. Okay, so once again, just get the information here. Okay, once again, for a pledge of $49.95, not even $50, $49.95, you'll be able to get this movie, this documentary, Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time, the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, and the screening, which will happen to this Friday, October 9th at 7 p.m. over at West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And all you have to do is to call 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Or if you're online listening to WBAI via WBAI.org, you can go to give2WBAI.org. Give2WBAI.org or call 212-209-2950. And once again, for a pledge of $49.95, you'll be able to get Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time documentary, the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, and also be able to go to the screening, which is happening this Friday, October 9th at 7 p.m. over at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. Once again, 212-209-2950. And also, Gary Noll is going to be there as well. So, Gary?
Yes, and you'll also get a copy of the book, the big book,
the big book,
definitive book. I mean, for a lot of people, they don't buy and read environmental books.
Right.
They think it's dry and just a lot of facts, and so what? They can't do anything about it anyhow. That's the opinion of many people.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, historically, environmental books, with rare exception, just they don't go anywhere, and they should. So I thought long and hard, how can I write a book that combines the best of environmental awareness about our rivers, our streams, our topsoil, acidification of the ocean, the different El Ninos, and why having the coldest winter on record, mm-hmm. and the most snow and the longest period of cold is right a part of global warming.
Right.
And I explain this. I explain what happens when you have too much heat in the ocean, and you have dead zones in the ocean, and you have a 4 degree higher temperature in some areas of the ocean than the rest of the ocean. And I explain all this in lay language, so then you understand why we're tipping, and why, for example, just yesterday and the day before, South Carolina had horrific flooding.
That's right.
People died. There was gross
rain.
Flooding in the south of France on the French Riviera. They had flooding, the worst they'd ever had in the history of the French Riviera. Again, people died. Whole homes that had never been adversely affected by water were completely inundated with mud and water. much like Katrina did, but they did it without a hurricane doing it. It's just that's what's happening when you have sustained rain. And we had two terrible typhoons. We had three typhoons at the same time just 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
So every day we're having these occurrences occur, and people are beginning to be aware that, yeah, even if I'm safe in the Upper West Side of Manhattan or in Westchester or out on Long Island, there's still an environment out there. Yeah, there is an environment. And the more you know about it, the more you can protect yourself from any of its adverse effects. But also, a lot of people, they will just eat themselves into a disease until they're sick. And then wonder, what happened and what do I do? And a drug, a medicine, won't change that. There's no drug that's going to make you healthy.
Right.
And you got to understand that it's better to lower your blood pressure by your diet and exercise and stress management by a pill. You can help yourself with cognitive decline, but you have to know how to do it. It was interesting because recently I had a fundraiser for the station, and it was a sleepaway retreat. You should hear the positive testimonies that happened from people who were there for just a week, how they had more energy, how they felt better. Now, none of these people were healthy vegans. In fact, a lot of them were heavy meat eaters, and they were overweight, and they were sick. They had all multiple diseases. A week later, it was just like a different start of life to them, a new page. And they were very pleased about that. And hopefully they went home and will continue the lessons and get even healthier. One person that you do know, you know Eutrice Lead.
Yes.
Well, I just spoke with Eutrice, and Eutrice has now dropped 76 pounds. And for the first time in 22 years, she's no longer on meds because she no longer has a clinical diagnosis of diabetes.
Awesome.
She's no longer diabetic.
Great. Great news.
And also that means neuropathy is gone, the tingling in her fingers and toes are gone, the pain in her calves are gone. All these problems she had are lifted. Also, she has more energy, and she was, as you know, she had terminal cancer,
that's
stage
right.
B lung cancer, but that was from a metastasis out of her uterus. She had uterine cancer, massive bleeding, and it had spread, and they gave her... In fact, they opened her up and closed her up and said there's nothing that medicine could do and gave her some drugs and go home and make, quote, make yourself comfortable. That meant that's a,
right.
that's a catchword for, you know, take your morphine, take your narcotics until the end, which will be any time. Well, 5 months later, she's going strong. In fact, 3 weeks ago Sunday, she won a gold medal in a state championship race of 6 miles over on the East Coast, and her doctor just this past week did a new MRI and said that, and I got the medical records, and we gave them over to another oncologist, and they can't explain it, but there is no infiltration, there is no metastasis at all. The cancer is contained in the uterus, and they couldn't figure it out. They don't know what they are doing, so they think it's a package of drugs they gave her. And what they don't know is she never opened the package, she never used any of the drugs. They remain sealed in there. And even though she has been charged over $400,000 for all these tests and tests and tests, and no treatments. And that's how expensive it is, too.
Wow, that's crazy.
But she is today, Eutrice Lead, is getting healthy, is happy, and has had high quality of life. So, and she's a vegan. She's on a strictly vegan. She's on the very protocol that I advocate in the book. That's what she's following every day. And there are a lot of people who are going to be searching for a healthier way of being. And historically, the people most likely to become vegans are young people. And the older you get, the more difficult it is for the average American to shift over to a plant-based diet. But that doesn't mean you can't. And doesn't mean you shouldn't, but now you have a book, the definitive book. This is the definitive book, The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet. Nearly 700 pages, fully scientifically referenced, but written in lay language, and that you will appreciate and use over and over and over again. You're going to find out so much you didn't know about how fish, refractory farm fish. Do you know when you go into these buffets, all the shrimp you can eat at these restaurants,
right.
Do you know that's coming from China? Do you know they feed pig feces to the shrimp?
Oh, boy. That's
yeah.
not good.
Toxic, toxic, toxic.
Wow.
And yet people don't know this, and if they don't know it, they're going to continue doing it. So I take you behind the scenes of how everything is grown, everything is raised, to give you an insight. So it all starts this Friday. You get the book, the 700-page, nearly 700-page, the Healthy Vegetarian book that gives you a whole new way of looking at life and the environment. You see the environment up close. Very complex ideas about the melting of glaciers, the melting of Antarctica, the melting of Greenland. It's made in lay language. You can understand it.
Mm.
The rising of the sea level, the destruction of our topsoil, the putrefaction of our waterways with animal production, a healthy diet, challenging the paleo diet, the high-protein diets, all that's in this book. So you get the book, you get the film to take home with you, and you get to watch the film with the Q&A afterwards, all for $49.95, and all you got to do is call the station.
Amazing.
Reggie?
Wow, that is an amazing package, Gary. Once again, you get for a pledge of $49.95, not even $50, $49.95, you'll get, as Gary just mentioned, you'll get the documentary, which is Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time, the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, the screening of Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time, which is happening this Friday, October 9th, starting at 7 p.m., and it's going to happen over at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. All you got to do is call 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950, or go to give2wbai.org. Give the numeral 2wbai.org. And one more time, you will get the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, the documentary Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, and you'll be able to see the documentary on Friday, October 9th, at the Presbyterian West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, October 9th, Friday, 7 p.m. for $49.95. So get on it, folks, right now. 212-209-2950. Once again, all the proceeds will benefit WBAI. 212-209-2950, or go to give to WBAI.org. Give to WBAI.org. 212-209-2950. Gary?
Okay, we don't have a lot of time left. Let's play another clip.
Yes, we will play another clip right now. Here we go.
A stunning study came out giving the organic movement a big boost in its campaign against genetically modified foods, or GMOs. Conducted by a team of French researchers and led by scientist Giles Eric Seralini, the study found that rats fed by Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn over the course of 2 years had increased levels of tumors and mortality compared to the control group of rats. Now, just take a look at one of the highly disturbing Frankenstein photos showing the rats that were fed GM corn. Pretty much immediately after its publication, the Seralini study began to come under intense fire from Monsanto scientists, claiming that the study's methodology meant the results were inconclusive, leading the editor of the journal, Dr. Wallace Hayes, to retract the paper completely. Now, thankfully, 150 scientists all over the world condemned Food and Chemical Toxicology for its decision, citing the disturbing level of monetary interests influencing the science. Thankfully, the work of these scientists to bring to light the disturbing story of the Seralini study has not gone unnoticed. In fact, after an extensive review process in which the paper passed no less than 3 rounds of peer reviews, the study was republished last month in the journal Environmental Sciences Europe. The fact that Seralini and his team were able to overcome every corporate obstacle imaginable and republish this vitally important piece of research is a scientific victory for us all.
All right, Gary. Wow, that is okay. Some amazing stuff. Amazing.
Well, I take people behind the scenes to show how much misinformation has occurred out there and why we cannot trust the mainstream media. They're lying
right.
all the time.
Right.
They're defending the polluters instead of protecting the consumers. And so we got a hold of these people and we're showing it to everyone out there in the movement. So I believe that this film will be an important contribution to the environmental movement. And it's just that people have to see it. And we wanted BAI's audience to see it first.
Definitely.
So they have a chance to see it first. They have a chance to read the book first and become aware. The whole idea of what BAI does at its best is to empower people. We can entertain people, we can amuse people, we can and have at times offended people. But our real mission is to empower those who have been left off everyone else's list of help. We're supposed to be a voice for the voiceless, and that's what BAI does. So when we do a book like this, it's to empower people that want to be healthy. They deserve to be healthy. They deserve to live a long life and a healthy life. To be empowered by a film that gives you the truth. In fact, Val just came into our office here, and she'll see that the trailer and the testimonials are going to be on BAI's website today. So you can go to BAI's website and watch the trailer of the film and watch the testimonials. Listen to them. I mean, you can't have 100 people all coming out of a theater and making a comment that's this significant to them. This shook people up. This got their attention. And mind you, BAI's audience tends to be, as a general rule, a more aware, educated, informed group of people and a lot
right.
of activists.
Right.
So when you can shake up activists, when you get their attention, you know that you're getting your message getting across. And this is the message we're going to take worldwide.
That's right.
I can't challenge the Koch brothers. They don't care what I say.
Right.
I can't change the government or the EPA to become conscious. They're too corrupt. They've been bought.
Right.
But if I stop eating meat and I stop drinking dairy, then and I stop eating genetically engineered food, then I as one person will make a difference. You as a person makes a difference. So when we have a million of us making a difference, then suddenly we get their attention. Now let's say 10 million of us. Are vegetarians. We get their attention.
Right.
Making healthy plant-based diet is a choice. And now you've got a restaurant over in Brooklyn. You got five within a block of each other, or a couple blocks with each other in Manhattan on the Upper West Side that are vegetarian restaurants, several vegan restaurants. Down in the Village, you have them. So all around, people are looking for, demanding, and getting quality food. You go into any health food store today, and one of the most popular sections is raw foods, and vegan selection and gluten-free selections. This wasn't true 10 years ago.
That's right.
It is today.
That's true.
So for those of you who are just beginning your journey of health in a serious way, you've done other journeys, you've mastered other things in life, you've lived a noble and ethical and conscious life, and now you want to spend some quality time regaining your health, you can. Being healthy and vital again, you can. Turning back the clock, you can. We can de-age. But you have to know how to do it. And this book, The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet, the film, Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, these are just two tools that will help us in this journey. And they're the best I can do at this time in my career.
Right.
I've done over 100 major films. I've done over 100 books. But I got to say, as far as impacting society, I don't know of a film nor a book that will have as much impact, and especially for people who want to have a different way of looking at life. These two wake you up. So give a call now. It's only $49.95 for the film.
That's right.
To watch it, for the copy of the film to take home, and a copy of the book, the nearly 700-page book, to take home. Even my publisher, Brian Conley. And by the way, he's the one that does the book with recycled paper and, the ink from vegetable oils instead of toxic ink, and has it printed in the USA instead of overseas. All these things that I do, I intentionally select a small independent publisher to do some important books. And in fact, here's what it says on the inside of this. It says, This publication was printed by a certified green printer in the United States of America, providing jobs for American workers. It was also printed with the health of the environment in mind, on recycled paper and with vegetable-based inks. Now, I didn't have to do that.
Right.
I chose to. You know, that meant that the publisher had to pay an extra fee, and I asked the publisher to give the deepest discounts possible, even if it means giving away my royalties to the publisher so that they can offer it and make more money for themselves. I don't do this to make money. I can do a lecture out in, you know, in California and make more than I could selling 1,000 of these books. I do these things to help the station.
You're right, Gary. You're doing this for the station, and we really do appreciate your diligence and your dedication to making sure that this station here, WBAI Pacifica Radio, continues to provide you information just like what we're offering right now. And we're going to continue on doing our best to make sure that WBAI continues to be the venue of information that you will not get anyplace else but here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. And once again, for a pledge of $49.95, not even $50, $49.95, and that includes checking out the documentary Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, and the viewing is at this Friday. It's happening this Friday at 7 p.m. at the West Park Presbyterian Church, which is on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. That's the Upper West Side, as well as getting the book, The Healthy Vegetarian. You'll be able to get the book as well. And also, you'll be able to get a copy of the DVD, Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, as well. So you're going to the movie, you're going to get a copy of the movie, and you will also get the new book, as Gary was mentioning before, has yet been released. WBAI gets first dibs on this. Once again, The Healthy Vegetarian. And it's a softcover book that's almost 700 pages long, and you'll receive, here's a brief description of the book, The Healthy Vegetarian. Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet not only includes a thorough presentation of the key components and importance of the vegetarian diet, but explains common pitfalls that cause well-intentioned individuals to abandon their convictions unnecessarily due to nutritional concerns. From the lack of educational support of vegetarianism to special interest food industry groups, to the biggest myth of it all, the protein myth, perpetuated across the media wires today, Gary Noh single-handedly demystifies vegetarianism and tells us precisely what it takes to overcome the numerous psychological, emotional, societal, economic, and political roadblocks in order to succeed in this very significant lifestyle choice. He notes that is ultimately crucial for humanity's survival. And that's a brief excerpt about the book, talking about the book. And that's included The Healthy Vegetarian, as well as a viewing of Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time. The viewing is once again this Friday, October 9th, starting at 7 p.m. at the West Park Presbyterian Church on the corner of 86th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in the Upper West Side section of Manhattan. And you'll also get a copy of the DVD, Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, the documentary as well. You'll get a copy of it, as well as witness being part of the screening as well. And all you have to do is pledge $49.95, not even $50. Can you believe that? $49.95. And you can do that by debit or credit card And you can call right now. The number is, once again, 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Or go to give2wbai.org on the web. Give, the numeral 2, wbai.org on the web. 212-209-2950. Once again, 212-209-2950. Thank you for those people who are pledging right now at this time, getting this premium. And we'll see you until next time.
Hi, this is Jake Sufnarowski, former talent buyer at Wetlands Preserve. When I'm not driving my gas-guzzling SUV, texting my friends in my handheld mobile device, or listening to my local Clear Channel affiliate, I'm definitely tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York City, 99.5 FM.
Hey, Reggie Johnson, engineer, musicologist, and all-around good guy. I've got some questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What year did Bob Fast start Radio Unnameable, the first free-form radio show on the air?
1963.
Too easy. How about name three artists who launched their careers with live performances on WBAI?
That's easy.
Hmm.
Bob Dylan,
yep.
Jose Feliciano,
mm-hmm.
and Phoebe Snow.
You got it. And where did all this happen?
WBAI.
Where else but WBAI? Help WBAI continue to make history.
Contribute to the fall fund drive beginning October 5th via phone 212-209-2950 or by going to the website give2wbai.org.
Hey, Reggie, I'm not through with you. Got more questions coming.
This is Brother Cornell West, precious 12-year-old Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Sandra Bland, precious lives being stolen by police. Who will stop this? Together we can and must. Join me, Brother Carl Dix, 100 families who've lost loved ones to police violence, and thousands more who will stand up to stop it. Police terror must stop. 3 days of powerful resistance in New York City, and it will culminate on October 24th. We're going to gather at Washington Square Park at 11 a.m. You are needed now. Go to riseupoctober.org or call 929-249-7996. Once again now, that's 929-249-7996. Brothers and sisters of all colors, which side are you on?
Hey, Helena, got more easy questions for me?
I sure do, smarty pants. Who was the music librarian when the station was located in the church on the east side?
Easy, Yoko Ono.
Right again. And what station went to the Supreme Court defending the free speech right to use George Carlin's 7 dirty words?
That would be WBAI.
Where else but WBAI?
Support us during the fall fund drive, and you can start right now by going to give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950.
Hey, Reg, do you remember the time when President Clinton called in and Amy Goodman read him the Riot Act?
212-209-2950 or go to wbai.org.
Oh, no. It's my sweetie's birthday tomorrow, and I forgot to buy a present. It's 3 a.m. Nothing's open. What am I going to do?
I have an idea. Tickets. I'll buy tickets to a fantastic event. I can do it anytime, even now, 3 a.m, by going to the WBAI donation website, give2wbai.org.
There's a great selection of plays, events, discussions, concerts, movies. I'll definitely find something. All I have to do is click on the header that says tickets. I'm saved! Happy birthday, sweetie! That's give2wbai.org and click on the header that says tickets.
Myself, torture the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause this is the what you jerk. My people, the people, all around the pigs lurk. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this writing. The Constitution, yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the other's flag, like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too.
Sister Live right here at your favorite radio station, at your favorite radio station, WBAI fundraising time, Burn Baby Burn time, 8 minutes after 3 o'clock. We need you to call 212-209-2950 right now at a $25 level. Keep this militant canary, the super PAC, to watch your political back alive and militant. 212-209-2950. Itania brand new. First time on WBAI Pacific Arabia. Burn, baby, burn, y'all. We will not force you to bow down to pray to no Selassie first or any of that foolish case. We make proletariat revolution, y'all.
I woke up in Zion. I woke up in Zion. We're rocking in Zion. I woke up in Zion. I woke up in Zion.
Yo, this is Joel Chin's artist. Joel Chin, the cornerstone of reggae music in the world, who got a bullet in his head in J.A. Kill some J.A.
So them can't tell me nada.
Brand new.
See me pan road with Rose and Itana. World to my mama. Me no smooth cigarette, I burn marijuana. Tamata, but, see me spit it like Rasta. Far I Selassie, I and I father, Zion with our.
I woke up in Zion.
Yo, 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 212-209-2950. Burn, baby, burn on the flag burning show where we burn the red, white, and blue all glory to ashes before 5 o'clock. For political reasons and more. Two more telephone calls at 212-209-2950. We can do it.
I took a drop from the sense of
gotta make $500 in the next 25 minutes. So let's make it five callers at 212-209-2950. Trevor Dyer in California.
I woke up in Zion.
That one here for you.
I woke up
Germany.
In Zion.
Spam Germany.
We're rocking in Zion.
You trick. This one is for you, y'all.
I woke up in Zion. I woke up in Zion.
On the streets of Calais.
I woke up in Zion.
Victims of democracy.
We're rocking in Zion.
Yo, listen.
Babylon. See them can't tell me nada, nasa. See me pan road with Rose and Itana. World to my mama. Me no smooth cigarette, I burn marijuana.
Michael Rose hit the road in California tour coming up soon.